Psalm 122. It's a song of degrees of David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. He said, our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment and thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Boy, that's sore pertinent in our hour, isn't it? Amen. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and my companions' sakes, I will now say peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. If correctly read, that's Psalm 122. You can be seated. Let's pray together. Father, thank you this morning for the privilege to be here in this precious place, Lord, that you've put us. And God, I thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy. I thank you, God, for the people that are gathered here today. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our midst, and pray, God, you'll just continue to work in our midst. I pray especially, Lord, for that one that's lost. Lord, I pray for the unspoken prayer request that was shared with me last Sunday, the precious lady that needs prayer. God, I pray, Lord, for the young lady that needs Jesus. I pray, Lord, for those that are here that need you, Lord. God, that you would just speak to their heart. Help them, God, to become a willing soul. Lord, that they might, Lord, fall out with self and fall out with sin and fall in love with the Savior of the world. Bless, Lord, I pray, and God will give you glory in Jesus' name, and amen, and amen. We've been preaching for a while now on walking with the Lord, and God's already given me direction for tonight, so we're going to walk at least two more services. And this morning, we're going to walk with the Lord to the house of God. We're going to walk with the Lord to the house of God, the house of the Lord. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. A lot of people today, I'll show you the scripture in a moment, they might think that this is the only house of the Lord, the building, so to speak. And I believe really, if you look at it in its context, that's what David was talking about, a literal place in Jerusalem where these were songs of ascent when they were going up into Jerusalem. They were actually singing these songs. Amen. And some of you that have been in this world a long time can remember when people didn't wait on the choir to sing. They didn't wait on the congregation to sing. Families sang on the way to the house of God, singing as a reflection of the joy that's in our heart. Amen. And so David was singing, and the people were singing as they went up to the house of the Lord. But I'm going to show you in the scripture in just a few moments. Also, not as only this, the building, considered to be the house of the Lord, but our body is to be considered the house of the Lord. I'm going to show you that in the scripture, so you won't be confused about it. You'll see that it's actually a New Testament doctrine, amen, that God, he doesn't live in a building made with hands. He lives in us that are believers. He lives in us that are born again, amen. I spoke to a lady recently that told me she was a Catholic, but she said, I'm now a Christian. I said, that's wonderful. Have you been born again? She said, no, not yet. I really don't understand about that. And so there are a lot of people in our country that identify as a Christian that really don't even know what it means to be a Christian. Amen. And I appreciate the fact that God points it out in his word. There are several things I want to point out here in the message today. I'll try to be as brief as I possibly can, but I want to share some truths with you that God has shared with me. David said, I was, and then the next word was glad. I want you to notice the gladness as they went to the house of the Lord. Beloved, I'll tell you, there have been a few times in my life, very few, thank God, where there was not a gladness in my heart as I went to the house of the Lord. You say, Pastor, how could that be? Well, there's a text over there that talks about walking together with you were my own friend, my familiar friend. There was problems in the house of God. And sometimes, beloved, listen, because of that, there's not gladness in one's heart, but sadness in one's heart. But thank God for all those times that far outweighs the times, beloved, when there was a problem, those times when there was the presence of the Lord, and we could say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know, I believe with all of my heart, we ought to look at that gladness. That gladness was personal. You see, I can't be glad for you, Brother Chris, and you can't be glad for me. Only Brother Chris can say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And only Pastor, I can't even say that for my wife. Amen. My wife has to say that for herself. I was glad when they said unto me. Brother Junior, when you have to miss for a while, amen, you're glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord to be able to walk into God's house. Amen. I'm afraid a lot of people don't understand how bad Brother Charlie would like to be here this morning. He'd much rather be here than over there at NHC. Sister Marge is missed, and she'd much rather be in the house of the Lord than over there at the house by herself. And now listen, you're going to have to keep up with Sister Marge when she misses the service, even if she's in the service. She said, I go back and watch it. She said, I get something out of it every time I watch it. Amen. I like that. She said, I've watched them two and three times. Amen. I tell you what it is. She's not getting a lot out of the Word of God, really. It's just that her pastor is so good looking. Amen. That she just has to get him up on the screen some way, somehow. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, beloved, God's people ought to be glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Amen. And we ought to go while we're able, because I'm telling you, I'll be 65 my birthday, and it's already settling in on me. The day's coming when I won't be able to go to the house of the Lord. Amen. So I want to go every time I can, not just because I'm the pastor. Thank God Almighty I went when I wasn't the pastor. Amen. And I could say when I wasn't the pastor, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So there ought to be a gladness. Amen. And that gladness that's in our heart ought to show up on our face. Amen. That we're glad to be a part of God's family. Glad, as the choir sang, Brother Dale, my name's written there. Amen. Glad that I know the Savior, and even gladder that He knows me. Amen. That's a blessing to be saved by the grace of God and have the opportunity to go unto the house of the Lord. The Bible said here, I was glad when they said unto me, but then you look at this, now there's a group. It's no longer an individual. It's a group. Let us. It went from an individual with gladness to a group with gladness. Amen. Let us go into the house of the Lord. There's a gathering. You remember when Jesus said over there in the scripture, He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. I have said this hundreds of times in the ministry. I'd rather have two or three and Jesus in the middle than 2,000 or 3,000 and Jesus standing outside the door knocking, trying to get in. Amen. I'm just telling you, beloved, listen, I like to see a good crowd. Yes, I do. But more than a crowd, we need the Christ that went to Calvary and gave His life, the one that's coming again, the one that sits upon the throne. We ought to be glad to gather together in the name of Jesus. Amen. And worship Him. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. What are you going to do there, preacher, when you get there? Well, there's several things here that I want to bring to your attention. In verse number 2, we're going to stand. Did you know, beloved, that a lot of churches are not standing anymore? Listen to me. I'm not throwing stones. I'm just telling it like it is. Amen. You say, how do you know they're not standing? There's a woman in the pulpit. How do you know they're not standing? There's a woman on the deacon board. How do you know they're not standing? There's a homosexual in the pulpit.
You say, Pastor, I wouldn't say things like that. I'm telling you, we ought to go to the house of God and we ought to stand when we get there. We ought to stand everywhere that God stands in the Scripture. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, we ought to stand up, not for me, not for you, but stand up for Jesus. Amen. Stand up for the Word of God. That's why they boiled them in oil. That's why they burned them at the stake. That's why they crucified them, because they wouldn't deny the Lord of glory. They took a stand. And beloved, I tell you, it's time in America that God's churches take a stand for what's right. Amen. That's why Brother Coulter, in his letter, if you could read it and sense it, he's fighting hell by the acre, because he ain't going to compromise. He ain't going to roll over where God stands. He's going to take a stand. Amen. Beloved, that ought to be the way that it is. And then not only stand, but in verse number 3, he said, Jerusalem is builded. We ought to stand, but we ought to build. We talked about that in Nehemiah, working on the wall there. They builded the wall. We're going to go out visiting. We're looking for another block, ain't we, Brother Jason? Another building block, amen? And listen, I don't know about you, but I don't really play with them a lot. I have a little bit. I'll tell you my age. When I was coming up, the favorite thing as far as building was those things, I can't remember what they're called now. You build cabins out of them. What were they called? Lincoln Logs. Thank you, Miss E. I can read lips. Amen. Lincoln Logs. How many can remember taking the top off of that and what that smelled like? How many can remember that? That it was a round tube, wasn't it, Brother Stephen? And man, I'm telling you, just take them Lincoln Logs and you stack them up, and you had little roofs, and you could make a little corral and put your little horse in it, or a cow or a chicken. Amen. You say, Pastor, you've lost your mind. No, I'm telling you, beloved, just like in that little tube of things, you could build things. Out here in this world, there's sinners that need to be saved by the grace of God. And God wants to build a church. Amen. Listen, the church is not this walls and this roof and this building, but the church is the individuals, amen, that God has washed in His precious blood and saved them by His grace and placed them into the family of God. Amen. Oh, beloved, listen, we're building together. And listen to what the Word of God said. Turn with me over to the book of Hebrews, would you please, for just a few minutes. And it's Hebrews. Listen to what the Word of God said. Hebrews, I think we'll start in chapter number 3 and look at verse number 5 and verse number 6. Hebrews chapter number 3, verse number 5 and verse number 6. The Bible said here, and Moses, let me read verse 4. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And the Bible said, and Moses verily was faithful in all of his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which would be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we. Do y'all see that right there? Glory to God. Whose house are we if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end? Turn over to chapter 10 with me for just a moment in the book of Hebrews. And look with me at verse number 21. The Bible said here, and having a high priest over the house of God. Aren't you glad? Thank God, sitting at the right hand of the Father, we have a high priest, amen, that knows what we have need of, even before we ask. He said, let us draw near with a true heart, in a full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another daily, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I'll say this, I don't say it, beloved, to be mean, but if you can't see the day approaching when our Lord is about to step out on a cloud and say it's enough, come on home, youngins, you're blind. Amen. I'm telling you, you look at what's going on in the Middle East. You look at what's going on in our country, and God is saying Jesus Christ is on his way. Amen. And we ought to be ready to to meet him. You say, Pastor, I've heard that all my life. It's been true all of your life. And you'll hear it the rest of my life. Jesus is coming. Amen. And we need to be ready when he comes. They were the house of God. Notice what the Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 5. Ye also as living stones, lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible said, you say, what's a spiritual sacrifice? I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be it transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You say, Pastor, why was David glad when they said unto him, let us go into the house of the Lord? He knew it was there that God would change his life. Amen. It was there. Beloved, I tell you, the day that David got in trouble, the day that David got in trouble with Bathsheba, the day that David got in trouble when he numbered the people, beloved, was the day when he wasn't as close to the house of the Lord as he should have been. Amen. Look at 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse number 17. The Bible said here, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, then what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? God is telling us, beloved, listen, that you and I as believers are a spiritual house. He dwells in us. Amen. And we that have him dwelling in us ought to be real glad when it's time to go to the house of God. Amen. Because we're walking with him. Amen. As we go to the house of God, I promise you this, beloved, if Jesus lived in East Tennessee, there'd be a church that he'd go to this morning. Amen. A lot of the churches Jesus goes to this morning, he can't get in. They've already got their program. Amen. They've already got their ideas, and they're contrary to the scripture. But beloved, he'd stand out there and he'd knock. He'd want to come in. But thank God there's a few places here and there. It's staying with the old book, staying in the old time way, still singing them old songs. Still believe, beloved, you must be born again to make heaven your home. You must be washed in the blood. You must, beloved, you must repent of your sin and trust Jesus Christ to be your Savior. And he's in the midst where the truth is being preached. Amen. And where God's people, beloved, understand and know their need of him. There was a place in the Bible, Jesus said in Mark here, chapter number 11, verse number 17, and he taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? Beloved, God's house is supposed to be a house of prayer. And he said, and ye have made it a den of thieves. Oh, beloved friend, this is nothing new. Amen. The house of God is being transformed in many places into something other than a place of prayer. But God intended for it to be a place of prayer. We see the gladness in this text. We see the gathering in this text. People are gathered together. Amen. And listen, a lot of people misquote that scripture over there in the New Testament. They'll say, where two or three are gathered in my name. Let me tell you something, beloved. There's a difference in gathering in his name and gathering together in his name. I've made this statement, and listen to me. I hope you know what I'm talking about. There can be hundreds of miles between us, and we can still be together. And we can be sitting side by side on a pew and not be together. Anybody hear what I just said? There can be hundreds of miles between us, and we can be together. But we could be sitting side by side, amen, on a pew and not be together. God emphasizes that word together. Amen. He wants us to be in one mind and one accord. Oh, Brother Mays Jackson, he had a way of saying things years ago. He said, I finally figured it out. And somebody said, what's that, Brother Mays? He said, I found out how to get all the deacons in one mind and one accord. And Brother Mays, they said, how's that? He said, well, you got to invite them for steak. He said, that'll get them in one mind. And he said, you got to take them in a Honda. That'll get them in one accord. Amen. Brother Mays, he was just crazy, amen. But thank God I don't have that problem here, amen. Thank God we get together and we pray about things, amen, and try to find the mind of God about things. But I'm telling you, God wants his church to be in one mind and one accord. And when there is, beloved, that unity, God can bless in a special way. He said here in verse number 4, whether the tribes go up, watch this now, that go up the tribes of the Lord unto the testimony of Israel. This woke crowd, they wouldn't like that word tribe. They try to replace that with something else. Amen. I was watching baseball the other day, and they're Cleveland Guardians. I said, who are they? They got rid of the Indians. That offended somebody. Amen. I don't know. Have they got rid of the Redskins too in Washington? See, I'm asleep. I'm way behind. Amen. I mean, tell you what's the truth. God help us. Amen. Taking down statues and tearing down the history of our country. I'm telling you, beloved, we're in a mess. Say amen. We're in a mess. So they'd take offense whether the, well, I'm glad I'm in this tribe. Let me just stop and say that. Say amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm glad I know who the chief is. Amen. His name's Jesus. Amen. Lord of God. Oh, Paul, he might have been in that tribe because he said, I'm the chiefest of sinners. Glory to God. Think about that. Amen. You can have that. Amen. Free of charge. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel. Watch this now. There's not only a group and a gathering and gladness, but you see here, there's the giving of thanks, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. You know, let me just stop and say something. I think it's important what Brother Jason did this morning. He'll tell you that I stepped up here and I said, because I hadn't looked at the slides. I said, Brother Jason, is there a slide to thank the people for help yet? I believe it's important to thank people. Amen. Y'all do too. That's what you did a couple Sundays ago. You were good to me and Miss Eve and had a day to acknowledge, amen, and to say thank you. I believe it's important to say thank you. But I'll tell you what I believe is more important than that is thanking him. Amen. We wouldn't even be here without him. We wouldn't even have a church without him. Amen. We wouldn't even be saved without him. We wouldn't even have a Bible without him. Amen. Thank God for Jesus, our Savior. Amen. The Bible said the giving of thanks unto the name of the Lord. And I'll say this. I've said it for years. You want Jesus to show up in a meeting, you just start thanking him. Amen. You want Jesus to show up in your prayer closet, try this. Just go in there determined. Lord, I'm not going to ask you for a thing. Glory to God, Brother Chris. It'll work. Amen. I'm just going to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for my wife. Thank you, Lord, for my salvation. Thank you, Lord, for being my Savior. Thank you, Lord, for my church. Thank you, Lord, for my peanut butter cracker. Amen. When you'll thank God for the little things, I tell you, God will bless your heart. Amen. Thank Him. Thank Him. Amen. Thank Him. I'll tell you this morning, it was the reason they went was to worship and to give Him thanks. I asked Brother Dale about it, and we're going to try to get it back in our choir book. But I love the song. How many knows the song, Brethren, We Have Met to Worship? Amen. If we meet for any other reason, we've missed it. Amen. We've met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word? I tell you, on any given Sunday morning, some people are praying and some people's already at the steakhouse. I ain't even give you invitation yet. Amen. I'm telling you, some people are praying and some people are already at that ball game this afternoon. I'm just telling you, beloved, if God's people would get together and pray together, amen, and everybody have one mind and one accord, say, God, I don't care if we stay to 1 o'clock. If we could just see somebody born again, it'd be worth it all. It'd be worth it all. Amen. The giving of thanks. And then here, let's look here at the grace, and I'll be done. In verse number 5, he said, there are set thrones of judgment. We talked a while ago how judgment must first begin at the house of God. There's grace to pray. He said in verse number 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. He said, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. If you're keeping up with the news, I'll say something here that you'll probably like. And if you're not keeping up with the news, you won't have any idea what I'm going to say. But, you know, in some crowds you can go in and somebody could holler, Jesus is Lord, and they'd say, you're in the wrong place. I'm glad if Jesus walked through the door at Bible Way, we wouldn't have to tell him he's in the wrong place. By the way, he walked through the door this morning. I brought him with me. Amen. Amen. He ain't out there knocking, trying to get in. I brought him right on in here with me. Amen. Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Every knee will bow one of these days. Thank God I've already bowed. That thief on the cross would say, thank God I bowed. How did he bow? He didn't bow, beloved, on his knee, but he bowed in his heart. He said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus saved him that day. There's grace to pray. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. There's grace for peace. The only way you'll ever have peace in your heart is to experience the grace of God. Amen. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. What God does is he saves a poor lost sinner and then makes him rich. Because, beloved, he gives him everything that we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Years ago, I heard an old preacher say, I'd like for everybody to shake my hand when you leave. And he said, then when you go out this week, he said, tell everybody you know you shook hands with a poor boy that's got everything. I like that. Say amen. Amen. Got everything. The Lord Jesus, there's grace to pray. There's grace for peace. Then there's grace to prosper. The Bible said here, peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. This prosperity here, beloved, comes from a word in the Hebrew that means to be secure, to be tranquil, to rest. Amen. I'm glad God's people can rest in him. We don't have to be tore out of the frame this morning. You say, Pastor, this world's upside down. I know, but I'm not. Amen. I'm still standing. Amen. You're still standing. We're standing on the book, standing on the promises of Christ our King. What a blessing that is. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and my companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Look at verse 9. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. If you look in verse number 6, God said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper. Those that love thee. Did you know there's people that love the house of God? They are. They actually love the house of God. And then there's people in verse number 9 that will labor in the house of God. The Bible said, I'll seek thy good. Amen. And I believe by the grace of God, we ought to love. And by the grace of God, we ought to labor. The Rock of Ages used to sing a song. I'm sure Brother Coulter knows it. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. What's going to happen then? Then we'll be going home. Amen. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Beloved, I tell you this morning with David, I can say honestly, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. I believe that Paul spent much time in the house of the Lord. Jesus spent much time in the house of the Lord. And that God has a purpose for us being here this morning. If you don't know Jesus, today'd be a wonderful day. A wonderful day for you to admit your need of him. Lord, I need you. You know, I thought about something, and I don't know why it came back to my mind the way it did a while ago. But I remember that morning when Brother Brian came forward. I remember it well. I remember that I wasn't feeling well. I was out at the shelter. I'd spent the night at the shelter.
And I remember that I didn't plan on coming to Sunday school. But God just some way nudged my heart. And I was sitting right in front of where Sister Jean is. I'll never forget it as long as I live. You say, Pastor, I don't know why you're telling this. I don't really know why either. But I know this. Some people make salvation hard. Beloved, I'll tell you something right now. The biggest deal is admitting your need. I remember when he raised his hands and said, there ain't going to be no Sunday school lesson this morning. I remember it well. He said, I've never been saved. And I didn't know what to do. It shocked me. And I knelt, just moved the table and knelt there by his chair and prayed. Oh, God, I remember it well. But one thing I'll never forget, I got through praying. Listen, I'm not making anything out of the prayer. I'm trying to make something out of the fact that he admitted, I've never been saved. The lady down in Houston gave him a gospel tract, sent it to him. And he said that was kind of the nail in the coffin where he had been struggling. But he knew then that God had his number. It's a hard place to be. I've been there. It's a hard place to be. And I remember this. I remember him throwing his arms up and saying, you know what? That burden's gone. He said, the Lord saved me. I'll never forget it as long as I live. And then he couldn't shut up. He spent the rest of the Sunday school hour bragging on Jesus. Got up to give the announcements, bragging on Jesus. And I'm just telling you, if you ever really, really, really just admit it, I'm lost. I need to be saved. You've got half the battle won. Half the battle's won. Father, this morning, I don't know who's sitting here today who might be the next to leave this world. But I do know, Lord, that to leave this world without Jesus is to leave this world and go to an awful place of torment. I do know, Lord, that you're adding to the church. Lord, you're adding folks to the church. In the early church, you said you added such as should be saved. And God, today, would you help someone? Would you help someone, God, to agree with God? I'm a sinner. To trust you, Lord, as their Savior. To realize, God, that they too could come to a place in their life like David where they could say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Lord, I think of my dear brother, Lord, and how he loved to go to church. That the day came, Lord, when he was no longer able. Lord, that day will come in my life. Help me, God, to make the most out of it while I can. That day, Lord, will come. Lest Jesus comes first. Lord, I pray this morning, you just speak to hearts. Speak to hearts, Lord, in Jesus' name.